Welcome, everybody. Shia number 978. We'll be today le'ilei nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rabbaron Zisel, le'nishmas Blima bas Rav Moshe, and le'refuah shleima Rav Matzio Chaim ben Etel, and le'refuah shleima Rivka bas Miriam Yehudas. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Mavir, kindling a fire. So we are sort of in the beginning stages, and we're still, I just want to still go through a few more examples, various different examples that one might not, you know, be aware that it runs under the malacha of Mavir, and we see that they do. So brings on the Sefer Shabbos home on page 473, one interesting thing, creating a fire with a magnifying glass. He brings from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that he says like this, another example of creating a new fire is setting an object alight by concentrating sunlight onto it with the aid of a magnifying glass. Interesting way of creating the fire. But that would also fall under Mavir. Of course, we could understand striking a match, regular match, making a new flame is obviously the violation of Mavir. Okay, another action that actually falls under Mavir. He brings down also, does the Sefer Shabbos home, metal, regular metal that becomes red hot is considered to actually be on fire. Let's say a person heats up a metal to the point whereby it's red hot. Therefore, heating up a piece of metal until it actually glows, right, until the metal actually glows and it becomes red hot, would be in under the violation of Mavir. So he, Lemaisi brings down from others. However, this is contingent on the fact that the metal itself is going to become so hot that it's going to be able to ignite something else that is placed on top of the metal. Okay, so be it as it may, he brings down Lemaisi from a whole bunch of various different poskim that when we talk about, for example, where does this come up? Sometimes you have an incandescent bulb, right? So therefore, an incandescent bulb then what that contains a red hot filament inside of the bulb itself. Today we have, many of us, we have fluorescent, but a regular incandescent bulb, turning on an incandescent bulb is a violation of the malacha of Mavir because of the fact that it's heating up the metal that's inside. Okay, so now Lemaisi goes on to explain further, does it say for Shabbos home, or could be found on page 474, that the glowing filament is considered to be on fire, basically, to be a fire, bechlal. And now he brings on, this is in reference to a regular incandescent bulb, although he brings on further, although only incandescent bulbs, the old incandescent bulbs, use a red hot filament, fluorescent bulbs, which is basically what we have today, also contains a piece of metal that heats up during the use, and this metal piece might even become red hot. Therefore, turning on the fluorescent bulb could constitute a violation of Mavir. Obviously, one is not allowed to put on a light that contains a fluorescent bulb. We'll try and get a little bit more into that, but that is a possibility whereby it would also fall under the issue of Mavir. Lemaisa, possibly either the Raisa or the Rabbanan, but in any case, it would be also. But the incandescent bulb, that's a real fire whereby we say it's a deraisa of Mavir. Okay, so interesting. He brings down Taka from the Sefer and Nishma Shabbos, that it would be a D'oraisa. He says, interesting, that, but he does say, in a case of Rachman Olson, Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana, whereby, for whatever reason, a person has to turn on the light, and we're talking about when they have time, not when time is, you know, mamish of the essence, but they have time, but it is a chayla sheyesh boi sakana. The question is, should they turn on the incandescent bulb or the fluorescent? So he brings that on the bottom. Interesting that it would be better lesson in that case whereby if one has a choice and they have time to spare, as I say, in a chayla sheyesh boi sakana, because he says that the piece that lights up is actually a little bit than the piece in the incandescent bulb, so it'll be less of a less of an iser. So that's an interesting point that he brings down. It's a little bit shorter. The word got cut off. So lemaisa, it's a little bit shorter, so it's a little bit less of an iser. So lemaisa, be it as it may, brings down also the sefer Arches Shabbos. Lemaisa, bottom line is that when we're dealing with fluorescent, he wants to say also the procedure, the way it lights up with sparks and so on. We're not going to get into the whole thing here, he explains. But he says, Zen nechshav la'esh gemura. This is mamish equal to a regular type of a fire. So lemaisa, when it comes to comes to fluorescent lights, menorahs, and these various different type of things, obviously one cannot use it. The question is, derabbanan deraisa, and there are major poskim, obviously, who do bring down that a fluorescent bulb would be deraisa. Okay. Now, a lot of the things, obviously, we'll be talking about, people in general realize, everybody knows you don't turn on a light on Shabbos. I mean, that's the ABCs of Shabbos. You don't turn on a light on Shabbos and finish, and that's it. But it's important to know sometimes, you know, where it comes from, what it falls under, which malacha, and sometimes how it works, and what the iser is. So, you know, then we go from there. Okay, so the next thing he says brings on the Sefer Lamed Tes Malacha is interesting, that one may not sterilize a needle. For example, somebody needs a needle. Again, we're not talking about in the case of a sakana, rachman al-slan. In general, somebody has to sterilize a needle. One may not sterilize a needle by holding it over the flame until it becomes red hot. That would be the same thing, heating up the metal, making the metal glow, basically, which is what's happening, and that will be the Isser of Mavir. Okay, so we spoke about last time in reference to enlarging a fire or prolonging a fire. Those all fall under the Isser of Mavir. It's just some examples he brings under the Sefer Shabbos Homagol again on page 474. Enlarging an existing fire on Shabbos is Taka Aser under the Malacha of Mavir. Accordingly, one may not enlarge a fire by fanning it. For example, sometimes when you fan a fire with bellows, these type of things, blowing on the fire with bellows and so on, then you sometimes the fire could be enlarged. So that is another way of making the fire larger. Likewise, one may not lift up a burning wick. For example, one has a burning wick, so that more of the wick will be exposed. For this too is going to enlarge the flame, right? Sometimes the wick is in the oil or so on, and it does not really burning, but you lift it up, so it makes the fire bigger, because now you have more of a wick that's going to burn. That too cannot be done. That's all part of the iser of the malacha of Mavir. Okay, so he explains, we spoke about last time also, it's forbidden to prolong the duration of a fire, like we said. Therefore, one may not add oil. We spoke about adding oil to a burning oil lamp. By doing so, one causes the fire to burn for a longer period of time. We're going to talk about an interesting, not interesting, but the issue in reference to it. Sometimes a person has they have a leichter, a candelabra, or whatever it is, from oil, and if it's on the table, so then moving the table becomes problematic. But before we even get to that, for example, moving the candelabra itself that has oil. So the oil, when you move it, when the oil goes away from the wick, so it makes the fire, you know, sort of like less. It's sort of like a kibbutz type of a thing, like putting out the fire. When it goes closer, it makes the fire burn stronger, better, and so on. So we're going to have to talk about how that works. Somebody has to move a table whereby there's oil, the wicks are in oil, or so on. That is problematic. Just moving the candelabra itself obviously can be done. Besides the muksa pot, we're talking now about the oil itself that is swishing around, and that becomes problematic, obviously, when it is lit and the fire is there, for both mavir, the lighting pot, and kiboy, the extinguishing part. Okay, we're going to stop over here and continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.